Let's have a look. There we go. That's better. I just had to press a button, mate. That shows how unprofessional I am. there you go. So we're talking to Mel. Now, mate, we're going to briefly touch on, for a while there, you really, really struggled with your health, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was a very tough time. I actually collapsed during a gig in Cairns in 1993. And what it actually revealed was a very, very rare blood disorder in my brain.
Yep.
6 in a million, I was told.
Really?
And it was inoperable, so it caused me some seizures. And really, from that time on in 1993, according to the most qualified surgeon's instruction, he decided not to operate because it was probably most likely that I would risk of death or life in an institution for the rest of my life. Mm. So he actually encouraged that I just go out and keep playing and make the most of what I had. And that actually led to the Southern Line album and in turn my Spirit album. The Spirit album was called Spirit for a good reason. I actually went right down in health as the consequences of my condition and just finished the Spirit album before I had to go to hospital for a life or death surgery.
Wow.
So Spirit was actually with a very, very serious possibility of actually never being alive to tour it.
Wow.
And the operation saved my life. I actually hemorrhaged on the table. And it took 4 years of recovery before I could do my very first gig back.
And, 4 years.
You know, there are some things that I struggle with. And I'm on a lot of medication, but it's really shown me through experience and through trauma that I really am blues player.
Yes.
Because I've had those ups and downs and I'm very glad to be here and I play through the heart and the heart only, and I'm really not skilled enough to pursue any other career. Music's my thing. And I've found along the way that you can hear people play the blues but can't really feel the message.
Mm.
And it may be because it's somebody who's playing a blues song but hasn't really lived it. And in a weird kind of way, although it's been an absolute tragedy in my life, it's also made sure that I'm playing the blues from the heart.
Yeah.
I'm just so glad to be here. Mm.
Well, that's right. Now you've got to cherish every moment, don't you? And, I mean,
absolutely.
We're all mortal, and I've never had to face anything like that, so I truly can't 100% understand what you had to deal with, but I know you said it's a four-year recovery. Since then, have you changed as a person outside of, I mean, you were talking before about the Spirit album and all that. Have you got a totally different outlook on life now?
Yes, I do. You realise the things that are most valuable in life when you nearly lose it.
Yeah.
And sad to say, but there's a lot of, you know, what happens in this world is stuff that's really quite trite and unnecessary when you realise how close you come to end it all.
Yeah.
It makes a complete revision. Unfortunately, my marriage didn't survive in recovery from the operation. That's how much a change it can make to you and to those around you. So the heart's in the right place, but certainly one of the consequences of my surgery was the ability to communicate properly.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of had to relearn the English language. And dealing with stress and emotion was, I mean, I was like all emotion, but had to literally relearn a lot of things that we all take for granted.
Yeah. Well, you've got some wonderful people behind you, and I have had several conversations with your very, very dear friend, Ashley, who looks after you, and he speaks so highly of you. Look, we're going to space jump again because we're going to go back to what you're doing now. The drive that you have now, do you actually, because you're such a blues-orientated person, if someone approached you and didn't want to play or sing the blues with you, would you still work with them? Or would you now just concentrate on the thing that you love most?
No, I would still work with them because that's actually part of what I was inferring. Life is short.
Yep.
And I judge it more on the quality of the people that I play with.
Yes.
If it was a situation where my own kind of musical experience and logic would sort of be contradictory to where it's going, I certainly would never do it.
Okay.
But I've worked with some great singers along the way. I don't sing. in a way, that's probably, really what has held my career from going to other places, because the traditional blues artist is a singer and guitar player.
Okay. Well, that makes you unique in its own way then, doesn't it?
Yes and no, but it means that I actually do a lot of instrumentals in my show. That's the way that I respond to that situation.
Yep.
But I've always had a singer in my band, and naturally I'll make sure that that singer is a very good one that can, you know, singer who has the range and the emotion to do the songs that I would be doing anyway if I was the singer.
Okay.
So I need someone who's got the blues licks, and John Makey, my singer, who's been with me now for nearly 14 years, is a guy who was, you know, influences big time by the great Paul Rodgers, who was in Free and then Bad Company.
Yes, I know that name very well, yep.
Because I grew up really on Free, I think when we were in Adelaide as a young covers band, we did probably two-thirds of entire material along the way. Paul Rodgers, the singer, he's just got such a great soulful and bluesy voice.
Yep.
And quotes his own influences as guys like the Kings and Ray Charles and the like.
Yeah.
So it's always been an ingredient in my personal taste. And but look, at the same time, I love playing blues instrumentals. In fact, the last time that I played in Adelaide was, and the first time in like 10 years, was opening for Robin Ford last year at the Governor Hindmarsh Hotel.
Yeah, and how the hell did I miss that?
Robin Ford and Michael Landau together, brilliant guitar players, and it was a very, very restricted budget. I loved the opportunity of doing the gig, so I actually did it all instrumental.
Right.
You know, at 45 minutes of my instrumentals, and in our Australian audience, people only know kind of what they know on radio, and radio really doesn't play instrumentals. So not only I, but some people around me were pretty nervous that it would work. Well, I finished with Swept Away as the last track off my Spirit album after doing my whole bunch of favourite instrumentals, and when we came off, we actually just by circumstance had to walk through Robin Ford's dressing room to get to our own. And he and Michael Landau just clapped me off the stage and said I thought it was absolutely sensational.
Yeah, well,
that was one of the thrills of my life, to also know that, to the right ears, playing soulful instrumentals can work, despite the fact that radio...
See, I told you you could...
Radio doesn't play in Australia.
I told you you could play, didn't I?
Well, I do my best.